maybe some of them still on their way. I just wanted to announce that the ladies' restroom, if any of you have been in there, I know it's hot. There's a breaker that you pull a, it has a little deal you pull, which disconnects it from electricity. And someone has taken that pull out of the box outside. You got it? Give it to Brother Durham and he'll go put it in. Yeah, well, we should have air conditioning in the ladies' restroom in a little while, okay? I wanted to let you know, so. All right, I feel better already. I knew we was going to have the women against us right off the bat. We don't know. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Precious Savior, bless us tonight and help us, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you. I was thinking as a song said, greater love hath no man. It reminded me of the scripture in some scripture I marked in John 15:13. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's what we're talking about tonight, is Jesus laying down his life for us and how blessed we are. And it goes on to say, ye are my friends, and if ye do whatsoever I command you, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things have I heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command unto you, I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And that, you know, we get distracted by a lot of things like that's in this world that's happening right now. I'm not going to mention all the things, but just the things that we get distracted by and that we don't like seeing and all that stuff. Well, Jesus is telling us right here, don't be surprised by that. It happened to me, it's going to happen to you because I've chosen you. And so it said, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from my Father, the Spirit of even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from my Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. And that's the Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost inside you. And I'm going to go to 2 John. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 1 John 4. There we go. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out of the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And that is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. It says right there again, it's warning us that ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And that goes with that saying, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's what Jesus did for us. In this was manifested the love of God toward, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Because Jesus, he had perfect love. He didn't fear. I mean, he had times where he was being tested, but he didn't fear dying because he knew that's what he had to do. He knew he loved us too much to give up on that. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this is a commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So we can't love God if we don't love our brothers. We can't. That's impossible, because you can't, if you can't love a brother who you have seen and his mistakes and everything, how can you understand God when he's trying to tell you something, or he's trying to guide you or lead you somewhere, and you won't listen because you don't have that love in your heart? You don't have the love to say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Where are you trying to take me here? In the fifth chapter, it says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begot him, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. See, we have to have that love to overcome the world. That's how Jesus did it, because he had love of God. He had the perfect love. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. And no one cometh to the Father but by him. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Then I want to... go to Matthew. Matthew 18. It says, first verse, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. See, a child, when you have a little child and his parent, he'll do anything. Well, if he's raised right, he'll do anything his parent says, because they love them, and that's what they're supposed to do, just like us to God. It doesn't matter if we're scared or doing it or anything like that. You know, your parent may tell you to do something that you're a little afraid to do or a little hesitant to do, but it doesn't matter. If you love them, you obey them. It's like Jesus said, if you love me, you obey my commandments. But whoso, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must need be that offenses come, but woe to the man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life, halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. And I was thinking, I had a thought last Sunday when Brother Smith was saying that what a miracle it is for someone from who's in the world to come in here and get saved. That I was thinking, you know, we should rejoice more on that, because what it's saying right here is, you know, if we go out to find that one that's lost, which is like one of those people out there, we need to rejoice more, because they found something that we already had, but it's even greater to them because they've just found it. Just like this shepherd here finds his sheep. And even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. See, and if we're going to have perfect love, we have to have the forgiveness that Jesus is saying. He's saying 70 times 7, but what he's trying to say is that you always have to keep forgiveness in your heart and always forgive. If someone's sincerely asking for forgiveness, you have to forgive them. And he forgave us, so there's no reason that we shouldn't forgive other people. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And that's just like us. If we can't have pity, if we can't have forgiveness and mercy on others, why should God have forgiveness on us? And mercy on us. And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Thank you.
Appreciate being here tonight, and Those were very important scriptures that Brother Joseph read. You know, one thing is, it's because Jesus asked a man one time, "What's the great commandment?" And, you know, he did said something that Jesus, now that he answered, he said, to love the Lord thy God with all thy strength and heart, and then to love thy neighbor as thyself. And, you know, the law and prophets hinge on those two great commandments. You going to wire me up?
Yes, sir. I'm getting that on there. Stick that one.
So, you know, sometimes, and to do that, to have that, you know, that's a vision, to have that, to be like Jesus, to love your neighbor as yourself, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and strength. That's a vision. And the reason it is because, I haven't achieved that yet. Sometimes I find myself in Romans 7. That I would not, that I do, you know. I don't want to be there. I don't want to stay there, you know. And I think but I recognize that's you know, where I'm at times. Someone said that, you know, one of the most common known scriptures years ago, even if it was misquoted, it was, you know, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I know some folks, you shall, but at least I knew, you know, somewhat the scripture. And that was an important scripture, wasn't it? You know what the most important scripture in the world is today? Judge not that you be not judged. And though that scripture has a place, it's been misused. It's an excuse for sin, unfortunately. Now, how can I say that? I just said that sound pretty strong, doesn't it? I mean, how can I convey the importance of that and still have the love of God in my heart? That takes the wisdom of God, doesn't it? And that's where I find myself lacking at times, you know. How can I be firm and still love? You know, you want to do that to your children when you're raising children. You know, you got to be firm, but you got to love them too. You got to mean business, but realize, let them know that you still love them and you'd do anything for them. And when Brother Joseph was in those scriptures, and he was dancing all around these other scriptures, Brother Smith mentioned a word, abide. I think it was a Bible study or somewhere, and I took it home and studied that. You know, that you abide in the Lord. And you abide in the Lord, from what I glean, you abide in the Lord so that you bear fruit. You abide in the Lord to keep His commandments. He that abideth the Lord sinneth not. And, you know, that's scripture, isn't it? Now, if I was to say certain things, and I know y'all all with me. You know, y'all, come on, preach it. But, you know, you can say things like that, And you know what you get? Judge not that you be not judged. Misuse scriptures, isn't it? I think we all need to get back to John 3:16. That's a humbling scripture, isn't it? For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in Him, to believe in God, and the things that are contained in the scripture, that vision of loving your brother, you know, finally having that in your heart. Oh God, and I pray that, Lord, you know, I absolutely don't know how to pray sometimes, and I just blurt it out, you know, the best way I know how with my being, and I've prayed this way. God, put the love of God in my heart for you and your people. And just that simple, and that's been one of my prayers, because in my mind, if I can get that in my heart, if I can get that in my heart, and everything else will fall in place. Because the law and the prophets hinge on that, doesn't it? And I know there's other things contained in the Word of God. And you mentioned the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And I know I'm just kind of... I start singing, you might want to put that down. But you know, the spirit of truth and spirit of error. Isn't it funny how here's a scripture, judge not that you be not judged, and it's the attitude toward that makes it truth or error, doesn't it? That's something else. So I'm thinking, God, let me have my senses exercised. So I want to know. I want to understand. And at the same time, Lord, I want you to look beyond my faults. I sang that song the other day, till I come to the understanding. Because it is my heart. It is my heart to find, to seek truth. To find God, to seek after Him. To be rewarded because I diligently sought Him. And the reward, Brother Joseph, eternal life. Eternal life. So that is a vision. That is a vision to love God, to seek forgiveness. And you know, sometimes we actually forgive before the person even asks, don't we? And I think that's the way Jesus did. That scripture says, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Before people even asked, He gave His Son anyway, didn't He? And His Son gave His life willingly. Praise His name. I'm thankful to be here tonight.
is greater still when years of time shall pass away. Give me the first verse, Sister Rachel. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star. It reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win the erring child. He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich, how pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call. God's love so sure shall still endure all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Oh, love of God, how rich, how pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star. It reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win his erring child. He reconciled and pardoned for love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. For love of saints and angels' song. The end of time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills
and mountains call. God's love so sure shall still endure all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless. How measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. For love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore.
All of y'all been coming here long enough to know that, you know, some of the greatest anointings I've ever had is when I got on my feet when I didn't think I have anything to say. God filled my mouth. Sometimes you have to make a sacrifice. You see a service. About to run out of a channel into the shallow waters and get stuck. Sometimes we just have to make an offer and see, Lord, let me just try. I'll try something. Anyway, but we can always, we do need to pray. Sister Smith visited with Sister Inez today, and she was in pain. She's in pain all the time, I guess, but she takes, I think she's on the morphine pump, and it, she has to take it pretty often, but she, it relieves, you know, the severity of the pain. So, but she still needs our prayers. The hospice feel like that she's getting down in the end of this you know, and that she could pass away. There's no telling how much cancer is in her body that could rob her life at any time. So we still need to keep praying for her. And one of those scriptures that was read tonight was, if we ask according to His will, we'll have our petition. Our problem is we don't always know what His will is. The Apostle Paul wasn't sure on that when he was praying for the thorn in his flesh to be removed, until finally the Lord, after three times, God, we don't know how many times, I mean, he petitioned the Lord. He may have petitioned him for a while and then waited a while and did it again and waited a while and did it, you know, asked God again. Finally, the Lord spoke to him, said, don't pray for this anymore. So my grace is sufficient, and I'm doing this. I'm allowing this to happen to you so that you won't get exalted. It'll keep you humble. And so once he knew that, well, he quit praying for it. Feel like we ought to keep asking the Lord. We've got that other scripture I keep mentioning. Jesus said, be like the little woman before an unjust judge. It just came coming and pestering him until finally said, give that woman what she wants. Well, if we don't know the mind of the Lord on something and we desire it, well, I think we ought to keep asking him. I know the Lord doesn't look at death like we do, and I know that she, if we lose her, if the Lord takes her in this sickness, well, wouldn't it be marvelous to see the ones that come up in the resurrection of the just? If we're still here, if we're not, we need to be living the same kind of life Sister Inez lived, so that we will come up in that with them. I read that scripture the other night. Them, the Lord, we won't prevent them. He will bring them he will bring with him. And so when he returns in a restored church, that resurrection, he'll bring those that are asleep in Jesus, dead in Christ, with him. So then, I know there's other needs tonight. We should keep praying for the Dominican Republic. We kind of hit a, we're trying to build a church for Brother Calderon over there in Comahome, and we've got the building up and the roof on it, but I mentioned that we're still waiting on the men to come put the doors in, and of course in the windows, and that requires not only real doors and windows but bars on the outside, because if you don't have bars on a building over there, it'll be robbed. And so, but we can't, we're having Brother Carpio, who's a builder and an engineer over there, he's kind of running that job for us. And he feels like the people that he had to go over there and give him an estimate for that was out of line, way too high, and he's having trouble finding somebody to get over there to give him a bid. So it's the work stopped right now. I'm pushing them, trying to get them to get it going again. We've got a church over there that don't have anywhere to have a service in. Well, Some of them are able to have a service in the little building we bought, but not all of them. And so we're still, and you might pray, we bought that building and there's a lady challenging us. They have properties over there that they don't know, you know, they can't trace a deed back on. You know, there's a lot of properties like that over there that they don't, you know. And so this woman has come forward and said, this property, y'all own a property that I own. Or y'all are in a property, I own that. But that she hasn't been able to prove it. They made us up a deed, they traced it back, but it's not, you know, it's, in other words, we can't get back far enough to find out where the original deed was. In fact, there's not one that exists. So when a deal like that happens, well, they take the most legitimate thing they have, which is what we've got. But I think I only paid $1,700 for the whole property and the building. So, you know, we're not in it too deep. But anyway, we need to pray that the Lord will let, I hope we can keep it. It doesn't look like right now that she has any legal, real true legal rights to it. She hadn't been able to prove anything. And so right now it's just accusations. But she did get a lawyer to contact us, and then we got our lawyer and to talk to their lawyer, but there's no proof to even bring it to court yet. So I still wish you'd pray about that, you know, that the Lord would help us in those matters. What else tonight do we have to pray for, our sister? Yes. All right. Sister Donna Henderson's in a lot of pain. She had a procedure done today. Also, Brother Sharber had a procedure this week. That he wanted us to keep us in his prayers. What else? All right, unspoken requests. Somebody else have their Sister Gladys. Let's remember her in our prayers. Please. Yes. All right. Remember that. Her friend Kathy has a growth in her lungs. Amen. I appreciated these words and appreciated Brother Joseph getting up and exercising tonight. That was good. Appreciated his willingness, and he wasn't near as nervous as a lot of young people would have been, I don't think. If he was, it didn't show. So that's good. Praise God. Let's all stand and ask God to help us with these needs. And the crows, remember them. The ones that we put up there, Brother Dodson's been in the hospital in the last week. So keep remembering him. Didn't he go to the hospital?
Yes. He was there 2 days.
All right, yes. Brother Daniels is probably sick. I don't know, has anybody heard from him? All right, let's remember that. Praise God. Blessed Lord Jesus. Oh God, we love you tonight, Lord, and appreciate your goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Oh Savior. God, meet our needs here tonight. Sister Inez. Oh Lord, we're still asking you, Lord, God, for a miracle to touch her, extend her life. healer complete, oh God, we pray. Oh Lord Jesus, meet these needs. Brother Sharber, touch him, Lord. Oh Lamb of God, this friend of Sister Cindy's, Kathy, touch her, Lord, this condition in her lungs. Brother and Sister Crow, comfort them and help them, oh God. Touch their bodies. Precious Lamb of God, oh Jesus, precious Lord, precious Lord, oh God, touch the work in the Dominican Republic. Help us with that work, those building projects in Comahome, Lord. Oh God, we need your help in every way today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lamb of God, touch us, oh God. Lift us up, Lord. Do your will. Let us feel the life. It's in your precious spirit, your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 God, we give you praise tonight. Blessed Lamb of God. Blessed Lamb of God. Meet these unspoken requests, Lord. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Amen, amen. All right, maybe the ushers would come. And sometimes I don't always take up an offering on Wednesday nights, but then people say, well, I have my check ready and you didn't take the offering. We'll receive. They're back here. I'll get them. Might make an announcement right quick. 2 weeks from tonight, the 26th. Well, first let me mention Batesville is having a fellowship meeting this Saturday. It starts at 11 in Batesville. And then 2 weeks from tonight, the 26th, on that Wednesday night, we'll have a church business meeting. We really kind of need to discuss probably emergency procedures. We never have, if there's a fire, tornado, a thief, an armed gunman come in here. I think we need to know what we're supposed to do. So we also need to discuss the church trust. I'm sure it's been discussed, but it hadn't been since I've been here. And it needs some amendment. Then it's still the 2-page trust that Brother Tucker set up, almost 50 years ago. And it's so antiquated that we're not very well protected. Brother Glenn Goodwin, of course, he's an attorney, and he has went over several times in the last few years what type of trust we ought to have, and has gave us procedures of how to amend our trust where we'll be protected. And we need to do that, and it needs to be the purpose for it, so we're a nonprofit organization and you still get your tax exemption, but you have to meet the qualifications. But there's new laws that's newer than 50 years old, and I mean the one we have, there's almost little or no protection whatsoever in it. And this, the amendment that we want to make to it, is just basically giving us better protection for our properties and finances, and responsibilities. It'll leave some of the responsibility, if it's not in there, to the trustees that could be sued individually and things like that, that it, the amendment prohibits that. And but anyway, so our old trust says that we are to have a two-week notice to the current faithful members that have been faithful in attendance for the last year. That's who is considered members of the church, according to the old trust. And you're supposed to have a two-week notice. So we're posting a notice in the, on the bulletin board, and I'm announcing it tonight. So we'll just have a, it'll just be a little informal business meeting. But just, I think we need to do it, and it needs, you know, and also some emergency things that I think we ought to discuss. And some of the staff members, we may need to get together on that later to shore it up a little bit, to determine in every department what we want to do. But anyway, I don't know if it'll take the whole service, but it's an I guess you would call it an essential. You know, it was St. Augustine was the one that, I think this is probably something good that he said. He said, in essentials, we need unity. In non-essentials, liberty. But in everything, charity. So I think that's still a pretty good statement for today. Things that are essential, we, even in the body, we ought to have unity on the things that are essential. And things that are non-essential, and I guess what's non-essential could become essential at some point, but it may not be essential right now, you know. It's not essential that we are together on doctrine yet. Someday it will be essential, but that we have right now, we're granting liberty in those areas. But things that are essential, Brother Joseph read one of them tonight. If you don't believe that Jesus came in the flesh, if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. That's essential, isn't it? For salvation, that's essential. Water baptism's essential. Holy Ghost baptism's essential. You know, what you believe on, you know, maybe even the resurrection. It's not that essential right now that you can't, your salvation, you're not going to lose out with God because you don't have an full understanding on all the Word of God, but you would lose out with God if you didn't believe you had to repent of your sins or receive Jesus as your Savior or be baptized. Those are essentials. But in everything we do, we need to have charity, Brother Joseph, which is the love of God. We need the love of God in our hearts. All right, God bless you as you give tonight, as these men receive your tithes and offerings. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good night. It's good to see Sister Wilson. We miss you when you're not here, Sister Wilson. Hallelujah. Praise God. In fact, I miss everybody when they're not here. All right. It's good to be missed, isn't it? God bless your heart. Shake hands and be friendly.